Presumably, the most important thing for us to be thinking about during these days is tshuva. And there's an interesting discussion on whether or not tshuva is in fact a mitzvah. So we'll learn a little bit from the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. We'll see if we can maybe explore the sheet of the Rambam, whether or not tshuva is in fact one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rambam begins his Hilchos Tshuva, Kol mitzvahs shebatorah, bein asei bein lo sasei. For all the mitzvahs of the Torah, both positive commandments and negative commandments, im ovar adam al achas mehen, if a person failed to do a positive tzivoy, or if a person violated a negative commandment, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga, kishe ya'ase tshuva v'yashuv mecheto, kishe ya'ase, when he does tshuva, when he engages in a process called tshuva, and repents from his aveira, chayav lehizvados, lefnei akel baruch hu. He needs, he's obligated, if he wants to do this process called tshuva, there's a chiyuv to do something called vidui. He needs to confess before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he quotes the pasuk, ish o isha ki yasu v'chulu, v'isvadu eschat asam asher asu, v'zeh vidui dvarim. And this verbal confession is what we call vidui. Vidui zeh mitzvahs asay. And vidui is a mitzvah asay. So what about tshuva? Is tshuva a mitzvah? Some infer from the Rambam, kish yase tshuva. If you want to do something called tshuva, there's a formal mechanism by which one does that, and that's called vidui. But is tshuva itself the mitzvah? And if it's not, why not? If you look in the Rambam's heading for Hilchos Tshuva, in the introduction of the heading, the Rambam writes a little bit differently. Here the Rambam writes, even before he writes the first halach, he writes that mitzvahs aseh achas, Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvahs aseh achas, there's a single mitzvah. And what is that mitzvah? Based on what we just learned, you think maybe you would say vidui. V'hu shiyashuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvado. That a person should do tshuva and should do vidui. Here the Rambam seems to put the two together. Elsewhere in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he also seems to emphasize vidui to the exclusion of the emphasis on tshuva. And again, many are medayik in the words of the Rambam here. Kish shiyase tshuva. If you want to do tshuva, tshuva is not a mitzvah per se, but if you want to do it, here is the mechanism by which a person does it. How could it be that tshuva is not a mitzvah? The Minchas Chinuch, in mitzvah 364, actually learned the Rambam this way. I like to say, v'derech drush. Now we have a tradition, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz brings a tradition, that anything that the Rishonim were writing was with a degree of Ruach HaKodesh. And that's true, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz writes, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin brings this in one of his svarim. That's true even for the simanim, even for the chapter headings of the writings of the Rishonim. So he brings as an example, Hilchos Shofar is in the Siman, which is Gematria Shofar. In chapter 586 of Shulchan Aruch, talks about Shofar because it's Gematria Shofar. Right? So I like to find these types of Ramazim. Again, it's B'derech Drush. Right? Why is it Mitzvah 364? Why does the Sefer HaChinuch, the Minchas Chinuch, talk about the Mitzvah of Tshuva in Mitzvah 364? It's a Gemara in Maseches Yoma. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma says that there's one day a year that the Satan is not able to start up with us. There's one day a year, and that day is called Yom Kippur. The other 364 days of the year, the Satan starts up with us. And the Gemara in Yoma brings a Remez L'davar. The Gemara says, HaSatan, HaSatan's Gematria 364. It's a Gemara in Maseches Yoma. So it could be that the Mitzvah of Tshuva is Mitzvah 364, because 364 days we need to work out. One day a year, we're okay. Presumably we did a good job on Yom Kippur. Okay, B'derech Drush. Right, but the Minchas Chinuch's understanding of the Rambam is that tshuva is not a mitzvah. Tshuva is not a mitzvah, and therefore, if a person chose not to do tshuva, you don't get an avera for not doing tshuva. If you want to do tshuva, the Rambam is telling you how to do it. If you choose not to do it, you're going to have to still answer for the averos that you did, but you're not going to get an additional strike in Shemayim for failing to do tshuva. That might be different during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Because there's another Rambam in the third parak, where the Rambam describes how a person should see himself all year round. A person should see himself that his next move could tip the scales for himself, for the world. And then the Rambam describes that during these days, habeinoni tolen oso ad Yom Kippur. If you're a tzaddik, perhaps you've already worked things out in Rosh Hashanah. Right? But for most people, if you're a Rasha also, things have been worked out in the negative sense in Rosh Hashanah. For most people, we're Beinonim, and a Beinoni, says the Rambam, is Tolin Oso Ad Yom Kippur, based on the Gemara. A Beinoni is left hanging until Yom HaKippurim. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chaim. If he does tshuva, he'll be sealed for life. V'im lav nechtam l'misa. And if he doesn't do tshuva, nechtam l'misa. The Lecha Mishnah asks a famous question. I don't understand. Why does he need to do tshuva in order to tip the scales? Why can't he just do any mitzvah to tip the scales? If a Beinoni is seen as 50-50, why is the Rambam writing, if he does tshuva, then he's going to get a gezerah of misa, then he'll be given life. And if, God forbid, he doesn't do tshuva, he'll be assigned to the book of misa. Right? Maybe he just does a lot of other mitzvahs. Maybe he gives a lot of tzedakah during this week. Maybe he learns a lot of Torah during this week. That's the question of the Lecha Mishnah. And the way that many Svarim explain, Rav Itzel Petterberger, Rav Itzel Blaser, the Talmud, Rav Yisrael Salanter explains, and others explain as well, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers you the opportunity of tshuva during the Aser Simei Tshuva, Dirshu Hashem Behim Atzo, when Hashem is handing it to you, and you don't take it, it doesn't matter how many other mitzvos you did. If you fail to do tshuva during these days, then Rachman al-Islam Nechtam L'misa. And if you do tshuva during these days, it's such an opportunity that it's able to transform everything Nechtam L'chaim. Turning down this opportunity during these days would be a very terrible crime. And therefore it could be that Dafka during these days, maybe there is more of an obligation to do tshuva as opposed to the sheet of the Rambam and the rest of the year. The Ramban clearly disagreed. The Ramban writes in his writings on Chumash and Parshas Nitzavim, this past Shabbos, the Ramban writes on the Pasuk, Ki ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. The mitzvah that is described by the Torah as korov eilecha ma'od, it's very close to us. Beficha uvavavcha la'asosam. The Ramban says, what is that mitzvah that's being described as so easy and so accessible? The Ramban says that the mitzvah hazos the Torah is referring to is going back on what it said earlier, v'shavta Hashem Elokecha, that there actually is a mitzvah for a person to do tshuva. But again, we're left wondering with the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that tshuva is not a mitzvah? So I'll just offer one outstanding explanation that we find in the writings of Rav Bezalel Zsolti. Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Bezalel Zsolti was one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim. In his Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, he offers a very clever explanation as to why the Rambam doesn't count, perhaps, again, according to those who learn the Rambam that way, kishi yasa tshuva, that if you want to do tshuva, here's how to do it, but you don't have to do tshuva. So perhaps this is an explanation for the sheet of the Rambam. Again, the Ramban is telling us, the Torah is saying, it's kiyam mitzvah zos. It's an easy mitzvah, v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. Well, what's the sheet of the Rambam? So Rav Zsolti, again, in the Mishnas Yaivitz in Simen Nun Dalid, he points to a Rambam in the 7th chapter of Hilchas Tshuva, where the Rambam says, Kol ha-Neviim kulan tzivu al ha-tshuva. All of the Neviim spoke at length about the importance of tshuva. Ve'ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva. And redemption, geula, on a day coming to the end of Tzom Gedalia now, on a day that was really the last hope during Bayis Rishon, during Chorban Bayis Rishon, when Gedalia was trying to keep Eretz Yisrael in the hands of the Jewish people in some small measure. And with Gedalia leaving Eretz Yisrael, Gedalia being killed, and the rest of the Jews leaving Eretz Yisrael, the contemporaries of Gedalia leaving Eretz Yisrael, that last ember was extinguished, in the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios. Right? So Gedalia was a person who understood the importance of Geula. Tshuva, says the Rambam, is the ticket to Geula. When the Nevi'im spoke about tshuva, they always spoke about it in the context of Geula, because Ein Yisrael Nigalin Ela B'tshuva. And then the Rambam writes, Ukvar Hivticha Torah, the Torah has promised, Shesof Yisrael Lasos Tshuva B'sof Galusam. It's guaranteed that eventually the Jewish people are going to do tshuva. It's a Havtach, it's a promise of the Torah. It's a guarantee of the Torah that eventually the Jewish people are going to work out their differences with Hashem. Umiyad hein negalin. And then the Jewish people are going to be redeemed. So says Rav Bezalel Zsolti, apparently tshuva is not a mitzvah, rather it's a haftacha, it's a guarantee. It's a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes to us, that the Jewish people are going to do it. If we don't have free will to choose to do it, then it can't be called the mitzvah. Rav Zsolti goes further and he explains, I don't understand. The Rambam in the 5th chapter of Hilchos Tshuva talks about the importance of Bechira, of free will. Free will is the very reason that we're held accountable for our averos. The Rambam writes, Davar zeh ikar gadol hu. This is Parakei Halacha Gimel. Davar zeh ikar gadol hu. People make a mistake to think that Hashem forces you to do things. Man has free will. The Rambam says it's a major principle of who amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. It's one of the fundamentals upon which all of Torah stands, the fact that we can choose to do mitzvos or choose to do averos. And he quotes the pasuk from this past week's parsha. Re'ei nasati lefanecha yom esachayim v'samavis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers you. You choose. Do you want to live a life of real living, of Torah living? Or God forbid, do you choose death? But explains Rabbi Sal Zsolti, it's true. Man has the ability to choose when it comes to most things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going. The Rambam understood the psukim that the Ramban understood as a commandment. The Rambam understood it as a promise. That tshuva is a promise. It's a guarantee that eventually the Jewish people are going to work things out. And therefore, if it's something that's guaranteed, if it's a promise, it can't be called a mitzvah. A mitzvah, by definition, has to be something that a person could choose to do, or God forbid, choose not to do. Tshuva is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that Klal Yisrael somehow find the way to do. You look elsewhere in the Ram talks about a person being mishtadel lasos tshuva. And I guess the way to put the whole package together is that the Rambam says, we have to try our best to do tshuva, to choose tshuva. The Rambam outlines for us the way in which we do tshuva, when we choose to do tshuva. There's, again, understood the shita of the Rambam. But we have to try along the way, again, to want to engage in this optional process. And if we don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to force us down that path. Because Ein Yisrael Negalim, tshuva. And the Gemara has such wondrous things to say about the greatness of tshuva, all those Gemaras and Maseches. How can we not choose it during these days? Again, the Lecha Mishnah's question. Why is a Beinoni's life dependent in these days during tshuva? Because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you such an offer, how could you refuse such an offer? So Hashem should give us the strength and the help. Again, it's sort of a partnership between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll just end with the words of the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Re'ei. Meshech Chachma says, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. In Parshas Re'ei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about two paths, a path of blessing and a path of curse. This past Shabbos, the Torah spoke about two other paths, a path of life and a path of Misa. What's the difference? Why the switch from Bracha and Klala to Chaim and Maves? The Meshech Chachma said, you know what changed between then and now? The mitzvah of Tshuva was introduced. If you understand that the psukim of Ashavta Hashem Elokecha, Ad Hashem Elokecha, is talking about a mitzvah of tshuva, so then the stakes are that much higher. It's not just bracha uklala, a better life or a not as good life, but it's ma mishchaim and misa. And therefore, we should do our job to be mishtadel in the mitzvah of tshuva, again, in the language of the Rambam, but also to have the confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guaranteed that sofon Yisrael lasos tshuva.